We have seen a drop-off from over 300 to around 100 death sentences a year over the last few years, and the data just released a couple of days ago by the Death Penalty Information Center in Washington shows that now that in 2011 the total number of death sentences was only 78.
David Brooks says this is not just a blip on the screen.
This is a drop of 75% from the peak periods of the mid-1990s, and really cries out for an explanation. That this drop has been steady. It has been entirely in one direction. This is not an up-and-down phenomenon. It's just been going down, down, down.
The Washington and Lee Law professor and director of the Virginia Capital Case Clearinghouse says he believes there are three reasons.
And the Supreme Court has said that, by and large, that when that's the alternative, the juries that do the sentencing in capital cases must be told about it. So juries understand that society is protected either way and that the death penalty is generally not necessary as a way of protecting society against dangerous murderers.
And he says evidence that the criminal justice system has made mistakes and even executed innocent people has made us all anxious about capital punishment.
Since the 1990s, I think the American public has received something of a shock about the fallibility of the criminal justice system. For a long time, it was thought that the only mistakes the system ever made was by failing to convict or failing to imprison dangerous people. And now, largely because of DNA, we've discovered that the system makes a lot of mistakes in the other direction. And of course, the death penalty is the one punishment that is completely irrevocable.
He says when asked, Americans still favor the death penalty, but
public support is much more iffy, much more nuanced than it once was. There's more anxiety and more recognition that the death penalty runs the risk of causing disastrous errors that can never be undone.
He says the states with the highest number of executions are also the states with the weakest public defender systems.
To a very large extent, those of us who work in this system recognize that who goes to death row and who doesn't is more a function of who your lawyer is than of what you did.
In past years, Virginia has been second only to Texas in executions. Two people were executed this year. But Brooks says the numbers on death row are drying up, and Virginia, like the rest of the country, will eventually abolish it altogether.
It's not gone yet, but it is clearly fading away. A 75% decrease in the number of death sentences in this country over a 15-year period really tells us that we are headed in the same direction as the rest of the democratic world. And that in the fullness of time, the United States will abolish the death penalty, just like all of Western Europe, all the Western democracies have already done.
Washington and Lee Law Professor David Brooks, Director of the Virginia Capital Case Clearinghouse. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.